I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
Right now it's 48 degrees.
Lots of I-15 backups north and south this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The vaping industry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Utah State Health Department being taken to court by a group of vape shops over new regulations.
The vaping industry. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more on the lawsuit. John?
Yeah, Amanda, these Utah vape shops are trying to stop the health department from ordering an emergency ban on flavored e-cigarette products. The rule, which was issued earlier this month, decrees that only tobacco specialty shops can sell flavored e-cigarettes and that all stores selling vaping products must post warning signs about the dangers of unregulated THC products. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, 8 businesses along the Wasatch Front have filed a complaint in 3rd District Court. They're seeking a temporary restraining order and injunction against the Department of Health. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, a new statewide survey is revealing how many Utah students are vaping. According to the Sharp report, all grades 6 through 12 increased in vaping from last year. Susanna Bird of the Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health says companies are clearly targeting youth.
I want you to think of how many adults are going to go, gosh, I want to smoke some bubblegum flavored juice.
For the first time, the study also revealed that girls admitted to vaping more than boys.
If you live in the southwest end of Salt Lake County or in northern Utah County near Camp Williams, you can expect to hear some booms today. The Utah National Guard says they will be having live fire artillery training exercises at Camp Williams from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. The exercises run through Thursday.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Going to be nice on Saturday, but the weather turns again on Sunday.
Another cool down with a front coming in for Sunday, and that'll back our temperature down once again. Another big drop in temperatures expected that day with the high only around 50 on Sunday, and it gets even colder on Monday.
Yeah, warmest day of the week, though, coming on Saturday at 63. The high should be right around 60 in the valleys today and tomorrow.
President Trump defends himself as the House continues to investigate. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, President Trump continues denouncing the impeachment inquiry as a political exercise intended to influence next year's election. A diplomat involved in a text conversation in September has just arrived on Capitol Hill to testify about the phone call that the president had with the president of Ukraine.
The president of Ukraine came out and said that was a perfectly fine call. There was no pressure.
Ukraine Ambassador William Taylor suggested in a text that aid was being withheld to help a political campaign. Albuquerque police looking for suspects after a woman was fatally shot while playing Pokemon Go in a park. Kayla Campos witnessed a robbery, tried to drive away, but her car was shot at, killing her. Other players are worried, telling ABC News.
It definitely makes me think twice about where and when I'm playing. There's a lot of rough neighborhoods and times you probably shouldn't be out.
The robbery victim also has not been found. And 4 people have now died from a Legionnaires' disease outbreak linked to a hot tub display at the North Carolina Mountain State Fair. 141 Legionnaires' cases are confirmed from last month's fair. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Former President Jimmy Carter back in the hospital this morning after falling in his home in Plains, Georgia last night.
It's not the first spill that 95-year-old Jimmy Carter has taken. Earlier this month, he needed a dozen stitches in his forehead after falling at home. But hours later, he was back on a Habitat for Humanity project, hammer in hand.
I had a number one priority, and that was to come to Nashville to build houses.
This time, the staff for the 39th president says Carter suffered a minor pelvic fracture. He's under observation at a hospital a few miles from his home. Jim Ryan, ABC News.